They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you?
Going real good, my friend. Going real good.
Awesome. So, I'm from India.
I am from the United States.
Yes, I could guess it from the name of the room.
Yeah, well, it's called the Back Porch USA.
Yes, it's a very comfy name.
Well, thank you. We like to keep things open to talk about. We try and stay out of politics, but...
Okay, cool.
One thing that we do like to cover is strange and weird things that are going on around the world.
Okay.
Got any strange stories that you would like to share with us today?
Maybe just give me 2 minutes time. Let me think of something.
Okay.
At this point, the gentleman on the line decided that he didn't want to talk anymore.
Welcome, Mr. DeAndre.
What's up?
How you doing, my man?
I'm all right, man. I'm just hanging in there. I'm all right.
That's good to hear. There he is, the man I've been waiting for.
You said you've been waiting on me.
No, sir. No, sir. You are an extra that I am glad you are here today. I'm glad that Mr. Maffin is here. Mr. Capel, if you wouldn't mind taking your phone off of mute. There you go, my man. We can hear you.
Can you hear me now? It only took me 20 minutes to get in here.
Oh, man. So, we are here to talk about the weird, the strange, the wonderful, the bizarre. Just on average, the stupid shit that we see going on around the world. You know, in our own lives, in our... Maybe it's something you did. Maybe it's something you saw somebody do. Maybe it's something you experienced. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes. There's one that
it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
You wish you could, but you can't miss it.
No, there is no missing it. If something's fucked up right around the corner, you turn. Look the other way. Somebody got a beat.
Hey, I was gonna say, trust me. Trust me. Growing up black, I see that shit all the time, and they always tell, hey, if it ain't your business, hey, if you see something but it ain't your business, hey, don't speak on it. Go ahead, keep the line moving.
There's a meme on that. There's like a car wrapped around a telephone pole, and there's a dude out in the yard just mowing his grass, minding his own business.
Yeah, I see. Like, hey, I'm doing what this guy doing.
He's my spirit animal.
Hey, I'm doing what he doing.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, look. Yeah. Hey, Will, look. Damn, what happened? Never mind. You know, hey. They had a car crash? Yeah. That's fucked up.
I didn't see nothing.
It ain't the fact I ain't see nothing. It's the fact, damn, what happened? We got shot? Damn. That's fucked up. But really, why I'm doing all of it like that? I'm doing that to say this. Most of the time, you got people getting shot, getting beat up, or just getting stabbed, or even killed because they interject themselves, even though they're trying to do the right thing. But even when you do the right thing, motherfuckers still getting killed.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just for waking up that morning. I mean, getting to be a pretty cruel world as far as that retrospect.
Yeah, it is.
I remember seeing this one video.
I forgot where it was. It wasn't Facebook, but I remember seeing this one video, and it was somebody talking to somebody else. Saying like, "Hey, one person was telling him, hey, it's hard because we can't find jobs and everything going wrong, going doing this, doing that." And the black person was saying, "Hey, you think that's hard? How you think a black person? I ain't trying to make it about race, but at the same time, if you notice." Most of the stuff is kind of race based, a little bit, not much, but a little bit. But being growing up black, we got the most dangerous job in the world, just being black. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter where we at, we either get scrutinized. If we do any kind of protest, it's gang activity.
There's way too much profiling going on.
Let me ask y'all this. You know about this COVID, and we know about this COVID, like this COVID, right? This COVID shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know they was going after the Chinese people, the Asian community.
Yes.
Answer this question. Now, I need to know this. How is it that the Asian people, all of them, no matter what race it is, get... after one whole year of being scrutinized the way we were scrutinized for 400 years, but how is it they get a whole law for every one of them? But 400 years of us, black folks, being scrutinized, segregated, having laws against us and everything in between, and we get the same kind of laws y'all do.
Well, I don't know about you, but I was born, I'm Irish. I'm Irish, and I'm Scottish, okay?
I wasn't saying it to make it race-based and stuff like that. But what I was saying...
No. I'm going to run with this here. And hear me out. This is...
All right.
Okay. So my parents, my grandparents, they weren't even in this country before the Civil War. They came well after the Civil War. So we're looking... What I'm observing is we got... the Irish and the Scottish, the Asians, the blacks, were all scrutinized, were all imprisoned, were all treated as slaves. I'm not joking. We got this whole gamut that has been already, this has happened to us. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're looking, it's the aftermath. What we're looking at now,
Ireland was a clusterfuck all the way through, and there's still the IRA and all that's been.
Oh yeah,
they're dying now. Not as militant. Then the what would happen to the African Americans after? If what? And they just kept getting kicked down, kicked down, kicked down, and it took many years for even anything to remotely quality or even a half an inch of equality
we had to work 30, 40, 50 years.
I know. What we're looking at is this whole world is oppressive. This whole world is oppressive. This isn't something that's new just to the United States. This is something that is all over the world.
Yeah.
And we as a people, by talking about it, need to come together and we need to sort it out, yeah. But we don't need to be out there protesting. I'm going to rephrase that. We don't need to be out there rioting. The riots that have gone on are a bad thing. Protest, I'm all for. Riots, bad. That's just hurting your community. You hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we're doing is we're rotting ourselves from the core because we're letting everybody else tell us how we need to look at shit. You okay there, Dave?
Yeah, I'll be good. I just need a drink of water.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Hey, Luke, I'm out of hand you. I'm hiding behind you. You might be immune to it. I'm hiding behind you. But
yeah, it's the whole thing. I mean, I hear you. And it's the blacks have been put down for a lot longer than anybody else.
Period.
And it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Here's the crazy part about it.
Majority of the stuff that we do today. If it wasn't for blacks, we wouldn't have damn near none of this shit we got now.
There would be no railroads, no farms. There would be no cotton gin. No peanut butter.
We'd be missing a lot of stuff. The railroad still would have gotten built, though, Dave. That's what the Irish and the Asians were for.
Yeah, twice as long, though.
Yeah.
You can have the railroad, but you can't. You can have the railroad, but how you gonna move with no engine? Remember,
damn straight. How the hell did the steam engine come about?
You got peanut butter. See, if you got heart problems, too damn bad because a black person did their first open heart surgery.
Yep. There's a lot of good that's been done.
Those are great. That's when diversity started coming about. After slavery, there was started a brief period where there's people getting along, but there's a whole bunch of, white supremacists. I hate to say it, but that's what they were, just bigoted. They wanted.
I got a serious question.
Yeah.
How is it that the Black Panther was again disbanded? If anybody know the history of the Black Panther, you know what they was fighting for. You know what they were representing.
It started off.
But we still have But we still have the motherfucking KKK. And we know what they are. And yeah, they still
worked up banks in the government.
They've still managed to keep their fucking claws in shit. But
yeah,
you're right. That we've seen this
false narratives.
Yeah. We're looking at a country that was formed. Now, this is going to go off the wall maybe for you here, but the way this country was formed, there's a whole other sector running this thing. It's not just the president of the United States. There's people behind him that are pulling strings. Doesn't matter what president it is. Doesn't matter who's in office. I'm telling you, they probably brainwash the motherfucker once he gets into office. You know, even Trump started acting a little different after about 3 weeks in office.
I never heard a president say, "I grab him by the pussy." I never heard a president say that. When he said that, I'm like, oh, okay, president says okay to grab him, grab by the pussy.
The dumbass looked at the full solar eclipse with no sunglasses, nothing on. Took his eclipse glasses off and looked up at the full solar eclipse, squinting. There's a picture of him doing it. How stupid does a person have to be?
now, he made the whole Colin Kaepernick. He made the whole Colin Kaepernick kneeling thing about the flag. That was not what he was actually protesting. But he made it about the flag, and he had idiots. I'm gonna call it like I see it. He had idiots following him.
But we are drifting off into the political zone here. We're all drifting that way. I can feel it. We're all drifting that way, and we're all agreeing. Don't worry about it.
I had some fucked in. It's just.
I really hate to say it like this, man. I'm having a feeling we're gonna go around and be back segregated again. I'm having a feeling.
I'm not mixed on the fact of segregation.
It's happening. It's just happening.
It is. But I'm not mixed on segregation per se. I am mixed on what is going on in this world. And in this country.
Partially class, race, yeah. All these are going to play a factor.
Yeah.
Like that latest poll that showed up, that I don't know if it's bullshit or not. You flip a coin, you know. It's information. It is what it is. There are states talking about success and from getting out of the union.
I mean, it's just like getting from the union. Yeah.
You got the mid states, and they want to go back to the Midwest territories. Then, you know, I'm pretty sure the left, the California, all them, they were talking about going back to public status. Texas is out.
California can't even agree with themselves. They got North California and South California now.
Right when you start hitting wine country, things change. Because friend of ours they took a vacation out there, and the way it's set up, it is truly disgusting. They always show Hollywood Boulevard as being beautiful. Yeah, for about like 8-9 blocks. Yeah, it's really cool to see. But turn the corner, and it's an ocean of tents.
Yeah. And
you look down the street, and there's piles of shit on the fucking, on the sidewalk. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Oregon is the same way.
Turn around and look the other way, and here's all these just beautiful multi-million dollar houses with these huge glass windows, And you know they can see all this. And it makes you wonder, are they up there with champagne laughing and having a good time? Or do they just have to feel bad about themselves soaking on their billions of dollars stashed in the bank?
If you take
a couple million, take it down, you know, some people might want to work. Some people might, you know, find something. I'm trying to house and take a couple million, build a fucking building, some apartments.
Even tiny homes, for God's sakes, we could provide tiny homes across the nation for cheap, and we don't do it.
That's what's gonna. That, you always see these crazy things. What was it, Escape from L.A.?
Oh, but, yeah. Wow. So in all of this, do we still, DeAndre left the chat. He just wanted to come in and blow his political mic.
Rock on, man.
Rock on, yeah. Rock on.
I don't like him.
Hey, he was funny.
Pretty good conversation, actually. Didn't get, let's see, points.
Very good conversation. That was something weird.
Yeah, just, I started smelling it, and I thought it was like, almost like it was blowing into the cab. And, you know, it was a fine mist. It was getting into the ductwork. So it's like, holy shit, what the hell is going on here? I've had that happen before. It didn't end very well. I'll tell that story, too, maybe. I kept going. I only had 5 miles to go, you know. So I pull up in the thing. I first pulled up by the house, and then I kind of backed it up, turned around a little bit. It's like, well, what's going on? What's going on here? So I popped the hood and I opened it up. Well, if there's not this spray of gas hitting the hood, got that fixed. Remember that old 84 Chev? Actually, I might have been going home at that time. And yeah, that explains a little bit because it was cold that day. So it's, I flooded, I think, a little bit. But all the carpet leaked anyway. I kind of thought having a piece of metal on the distributor cap was a bad idea. So I removed it. Well,
yeah.
It's an HEI distributor, and you know, it's capable of some pretty good spark. Especially if you get a little splashy of some wet snow or something in there, something that'll conduct electricity fairly well.
Yeah.
Well, I got a leaky accelerator pump, like really leaky accelerator pump. The float stuck a little bit. Leaky around the gasket. Well, I was heading down the road and I started smelling something hot. Shit, no, the heat's blowing good. You know, the truck's nice and warm. And all of a sudden, I see this ball of flame goes up on the hood, the grills on the hood, shot up about maybe a foot over the windshield. And the truck got really loud. And I went to stop, and I couldn't stop. Because, well, the vacuum line was on the brake master cylinder.
Yeah.
So it didn't want to stop, because, of course, it was icy. I was only doing probably about 40, 45. Back there at Bentrout Lake Road.
Okay, yeah.
I went in right before you're going to make that left to go back to the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that was burning, and I couldn't stop, so I drove it into the snowbank. Brutality. Got a lot of the flames out. When I popped the hood, it popped up on a little bit more, but I started throwing snow up in there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still a total loss. That's a good truck.
Yeah.
That's the one we took to go see your ass in Hutchinson, and our dumb asses didn't bring enough. That was a rough time.
Well, it didn't help. I wasn't home at the time.
Yeah. Cell phones would have been nice.
Yeah, cell phones would have been real nice back then. Had I just gone home, I think I was thinking about going home for a while that night. I didn't go home. I stayed over at my buddy's house.
Now, we drove around looking for a payphone. That's when we found out that one of the two that with me forgot to spend their gas money at the gas station and at another friend's house.
Oh, you know? No.
And here we are stuck in Hutchinson, Minnesota. That low fuel light goes ping.
Oh, shit. How the hell did you get home?
Oh, I think I had like $6. That was 6 gallons. I mean,
yeah. But I was back when it was still 99 cents a gallon.
Exactly. You can go somewhere. Bucks. Remember that old 74 Buick LeSabre?
Yeah. Yeah. Which car were you driving? Trying to remember which car you were driving. Now you got me thinking about the area. I started thinking about the Hecker house.
That's
right on that area. What car were you driving at the time when it shut off and then it wouldn't start? We found the Elvis record on the hood.
It was a Malibu.
Was it? It could have been the Malibu.
Let's see. It had like 60,000 miles on it. 390. The interior was mint. Like a huge seat. We used to go camping in that thing.
Yeah?
It took us out of the campground. We went camping. That was the Hells Angels mix-up.
Oh, yeah.
And you had dry riders on one side. And
we were down at the fairgrounds. We were down at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Camping out there. That's the night we got me and you and... That's the night me, you, and Russ got drunk on Malibu.
Well, I used to buy that by the case, so.
Yeah.
Good times, good times.
Good times, real good times. But the Hecker house was a hell of a place.
And that was sad energy, but when the headlights came on in that car in the back, that freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because it's... You know, if there's somebody in the family is listening, I'm truly sorry. But, kids do stupid shit. And for that, I apologize. It was definitely an experience that changed a lot of attitudes towards checking out haunted locations.
Oh, yeah. That was
Elvis.
Quite the night.
I want to say the dude with the black S10 with the redneck bars and a mustache. I want to say we was in his truck, but I want to say maybe there was two cars.
Well, took two cars. We took mine was the second car.
You had the Tempo, right?
Yep. Yeah, I had the Bloodmobile, white Ford Tempo, 96 Ford Tempo with blood red interior.
I remember that one too. And my dumbass
killed the
it might have been Thomas car, yo. Yo, Don, this fool was racing in your car. I remember it was a 5-speed, you're being all cocky locky. And I had to be extra cocky locky because I had a 66 Buick LeSabre and a 355 Wildcat. But 2-speed Power Glide. You romp on the floor in first gear and you hit about 85, 90 when you slam it in the second and sets you back in the seat. Oh, that one thing was fun. Here's a 5-ton rocket going down the highway at about 110. Yeehaw, drum brakes. Oh, shit. Definitely need a parachute or crash bar. Seat belts definitely would have helped.
What the hell were we racing the night, or not night, the day that we came back from Superior? I think I had one of my ex-girlfriends was with me. I was driving one of your cars, you were driving another car, and we raced through Jay Park. Do you remember that?
Oh, you were driving a TV four door.
Yep.
Or no, the other one?
We went to pick that up for you. And I went up and we drove it back. And I drove one car and you drove the other car. What was that? I think you were driving the Malibu. And we went to pick up a different car.
That's in Malibu. They had the Ford pickup before that.
Yeah.
The dirty whore.
But we went to pick, we went to get one a different car for you, and I wound up driving it back with my, she was the young one.
71 or 71 Oldsmobile two-door. I also remember getting a, I don't know, Luke, I lost track. I had a count tally at one time as over 100.
Holy shit.
I remember Chrysler New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
Front wheel drive.
That was a fun drive.
Isn't that why you fell off the cliff in Duluth?
Yeah, that's the car I owned at the time.
Yeah, down, what was it, Lincoln Park, wasn't it? All I had to go pick up a couple bags of trash. He did some shit. We're climbing down there to go chill for a minute, and I brought a trash bag down there because people were hanging out down there and leaving shit all over.
Yeah.
And that's me. You just fail.
What? When we were climbing?
Yeah. We're climbing down into the little hole.
Oh, no. No.
Down by the park face.
You're combining times, Dave. We went up into the Duluth water runnage pipings. And we climbed up through this big pipe, and it just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and it was like spelunking, because at one point we were damn near crawling through it. And there's like, I remember vividly there at one point, there's this cold water coming down, we're in this brickwork and finally this brickwork tunnel, and we're crawling through it, and this water is coming down, and it was scalding hot. I still can't figure that out. It was scalding hot water. We climbed. Oh, we stopped. I think we were halfway up the goddamn hill when we stopped. We would manage to back out, turn around, and get the hell out of there. And then the next time that we decided to go out and do something different, it was me, you, and Yo, and we were rock climbing. We tried rock climbing over at Inger Tower with Yo's grappling hook and stuff like that. And then we were like, fuck that. We're going to find some place where we can rock climb. And we go down into Lincoln Park area, and we found this rock wall. it literally was the end of the road at one point. And we decided we were going to climb it. And we went down it, and then we climbed back up it. And we went down around the hill again, and we were going to climb back up it again. And we were climbing up it again, and I was up on that wall. I felt like Spider-Man. And I remember you, clear as day, standing up there, looking down at me. You had already made it up the wall. This is our third time up the wall. And I'm like, looking up at you. And you're like, come on, you can do it. You can do it, soldier. Come on. And I went to move my arm, and my fingers broke loose on the other side.
Oh, I was getting back at you for ditching me in the Navy. Asshole. I'm gonna get cigarettes. Yeah, what? Fuck you.
Ripped out my fingernails, and I was on my tiptoes on this little ledge, and I saw this birch tree off to the side, and me, instead of, I'm not gonna fall straight down, I'm gonna try and get out of it. I saw this tree growing out of the side of the cliff, and I remember trying to lunge for it, and I missed it completely. I remember watching it go by my face, and I just went shoosh. Straight down.
Oh, that's for slow-mo camera. It's just like one of them cats that missed the landing pads. What do they call that? The old shit look.
It was a complete old shit look. I remember it just, I'm reaching for it, and I'm just like, no! Next thing I know, I'm hitting the ground. Oh, the sounds that came out of my body when I landed.
Yeah, that's like a Morgan Freeman moment right there. Like, it's always been a steal with a look on your face looking at it as you're missing that branch. Morgan Freeman is in the background because this point that Luke has really realized that he had fucked up. I can see the meme, man. I mean, we did have a lot of that shit we're doing for photography class.
Yeah.
And landscapes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was in school.
Yeah, that was way back. Holy shit.
Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group, The Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.